ExxonMobil Corporation, the world's largest non-governmental producer of oil and natural gas, and soon to become the largest corporation of any kind headquartered in the United States, formally came into existence on December 1, 1999. During its first year of combined operations, the corporation would earn $228 billion in revenue, more than the gross domestic product, the total of all economic activity, of Norway. If its revenue were counted strictly as gross domestic product, the corporation would rank as the 21st largest nation-state in the world. A United Nations analysis, designed to calculate by more sophisticated measures the relative economic influence of particular companies and nations, concluded that ExxonMobil ranked 45th on the list of the top 100 economic entities in the world, including national governments, during its first year. Its net profit alone, $17.7 billion that inaugural year, was greater than the gross domestic product of more than 100 nation-states, from Latvia to Kenya to Jordan. As Lee Raymond told his colleagues, "If we haven't gotten to economy of scale, we're never going to find it." He was optimistic. Oil prices were rising again. "It's a great time to be ExxonMobil," he declared.